July 7th. Chocolate arrives in Europe. On this date in 1550, chocolate was introduced to Europe from the Americas. There is evidence that the peoples of Central America used chocolate as a drink as early as 1900 BC, and Christopher Columbus reports finding it during his fourth expedition in 1502. The Maya and Aztec people considered it a delicacy, and the Emperor Montezuma is described enjoying it by a Spanish observer like this. When he had done eating, he usually took a kind of chocolate made after the manner of the country, that is, the substance of the nut beaten up with the mill till the cup was filled more with froth than with liquor, after which he used to smoke tobacco. Production of chocolate was gradually refined throughout the 18th century to make it less bitter to taste. Further processes in the 19th century transformed it into solid form. Today's worldwide chocolate consumption exceeds 7 million tons, and the average per-person consumption in the UK exceeds 11 kilos per year. The negative impact on health from overindulgence is thought to be pretty considerable. Here's part of a poem by Andrew Marvell, writing in the 17th century, of course. It's called The Garden. It's got a lot of juicy stuff in it. What wondrous life is this I lead? Ripe apples drop about my head, the luscious clusters of the vine, upon my mouth do crush their wine, the nectarines and curious peach, into my hands themselves do reach, stumbling on melons as I pass, ensnared with flowers, I fall on grass. I would have been tempted to insert the word chocolates instead of ripe apples in line 2. Today I ask that I will practice moderation in all things, and I will be grateful for the pleasures in life, especially chocolate.